Snow day for most. What's your snow day must have? And while you're thinking about that, let's take a look back and remember what Shirley's must have was.
A weekend wave of snow will mean less people on the slick roads.
Okay, Shirley.
Sure.
What's your advice?
What are we gonna do? We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
I mean, that.
Get all fat and sassy.
That is literally.
That's my plan.
The plan that we that
soups
we need.
Some bread and dessert and getting sassy.
I mean, we kind of prepared a little bit like that.
We did.
We my wife made up a big batch of chili and some stuff and cornbread and just has it on the ready in case like we lose power or anything like that. I have the old Solo stove set up with wood outside just in case. I mean, it's not like we are in the middle of the woods. We're in residential area, but you know.
Well, if you don't have any power, you're going to have to like camp out, right? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else are you going to do? But
just get all fat and sassy.
That's right.
Shirley.
That's right.
Yes.
And with temperatures, in the single digits, pretty much for the rest of the week, we may have a lot more. Closings and delays happening later this week, especially if the roads don't improve because nothing's melting because the temperature's not getting warm enough. I mean, the side streets right now are iffy at best.
Don't do it. They're like, just don't do it.
I mean,
it's a state of emergency. We're one of like, what, six states that are in a state of emergency right now?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's severe. Don't go out unless... You absolutely, like if you have a job, obviously people work in hospitals and
all sorts
of stuff.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, there are service industry
people that,
and essential people that need
they
to be.
Can't work from home.
I mean, look at us. We're working.
Right. Yeah.
Brady says, I need beer, frozen pizzas, some Doritos, and a bottle of tequila.
Okay, all right. Warm
it's funny
inside,
because
right?
because I was we were just kind of sitting on the couch. I'd broken out a puzzle that we had gotten as a gift over the holiday, and you know I was kind of working on a puzzle and look out the window and see probably about four of my neighbors walking by, smoking cigarettes and drinking Miller Lights.
What else you gonna do?
Yeah,
right?
What else are you gonna do on a
Let's
snow day?
Let's go take
right?
a walk in the snow.
That's
Let's grab
right.
our booze.
That's right. That's right.
Let's do it.
Nicole says, snow day must have gin, tonic, and chocolate.
Oh, yes. Chocolate right. for sure.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. I like that.
It's a lot of necessities to get you through.
Heather says, Amazon Prime and Captain Morgan. So, okay.
Oh.
Listen, we've already talked about, hey, be careful when you're drinking around Amazon Prime or ordering online because.
I mean, listen, how else are you going to get the stuff that you didn't get on your list, right?
Right?
Especially, how else?
Especially if you're getting...
Just get all fat and sassy.
Getting all fat and sassy with those soups.
You can pretty much order anything from Amazon.
Yeah.
And I feel as though like they're still going to be able to get it to you somehow. Magically.
With that in mind, please keep in mind if you go to your favorite coffee place and it's closed, or if you go to, you know, I'm looking across the street there, the big old salon, empty parking lot. You know, because, and right about now, they're usually bumping. So, you know, you might want to check if you are trying to run errands this morning just to make sure that the place that you're going to is actually open.
Yeah, there are a lot of, I know, like, I was getting alerts from nail salons, which I don't go and get my nails done, but my daughter likes to on special occasions. She got Christmas nails. She gets birthday nails, stuff like that. They're like, yep, we're not open. Not open today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, because of the weather.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
double
for sure.
check. Even like a vet clinic, I got an alert from a vet clinic that they're not able to be open. So
well,
yeah,
it's like,
there are a
you
lot
know,
of different places that,
yeah.
that just can't make it in, depending on where they're located.
Yeah, I got the text message from my daughter's orthodontist that it's like, hey, don't forget about your orthodontist appointment tomorrow. And I'm thinking, is it really? Are they going to be open? So I don't know. Just double check and make sure that wherever you're going is open, and then
just get all fat and sassy.
And if you don't have to go anywhere, man, just hunker in.
Just get the bread and the soups and the desserts.
And do and when in doubt, what would Shirley do?
She'd do the bread and the soups
that's right.
and the desserts.